Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nainanam Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu assents to sustainable harnessing and advancement of nuclear energy for transforming India bill. Nagaland Pollution Control Board flags air pollution concerns during Hornbill Festival 2025. India and New Zealand announces free trade agreement and fire destroys residential houses and commercial establishments in Kohima. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has granted assent to the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Shanti Bill passed by Parliament during the winter session. The bill subsumes all laws dealing with the civil nuclear sector and also opens it up for participation by private players. The Shanti Bill repealed the Atomic Energy Act of 1962 and the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act 2010, which had proved to be an impediment in the growth of the civil nuclear sector in India. The Nagaland Pollution Control Board, NPCB, has reported that smoke from firewood used at tribal morungs and food stalls, traffic congestion, dust from unpaved surfaces, and construction-related road dust were the major contributors to air pollution during the Hornbill Festival 2025. According to the NPCB, ambient air quality monitoring conducted from December 1 to 10 indicated that the combined impact of these pollution sources significantly worsened particulate matter levels at the main festival venue in Kisama, particularly during peak activity hours. The board monitored respirable suspended particulate matter PM10 and fine particulate matter PM2.5 at the entrance of Bamboo Pavilion, Kisama, and at Kigwema Village. Data revealed that at the Bamboo Pavilion entrance, both PM10 and PM2.5 concentrations exceeded national ambient air quality standards on most festival days. However, at Kigwema Village, air quality remained within permissible limits except on December 10, when a sharp spike was recorded due to increased burning of garden leaves near the monitoring location. The report also compared air quality data with the Hornbill Festival 2023, noting that while PM10 levels during the first 6 days of the 2023 festival were higher than in 2025, PM10 concentrations during the last 4 days of the 2025 festival exceeded those of 2023, indicating a worsening trend towards the end of this year's festival. To mitigate air pollution during future festivals, the NPCB recommended regular road cleaning, continuous water or mist sprinkling in dust-prone areas, paving of parking zones, and improved traffic management. The board also stressed the need to promote cleaner cooking fuels and strengthen public awareness on clean air practices. The NPCB noted positive improvements since 2023, particularly in waste management practices during the festival. India and New Zealand today announced the successful conclusion of landmark free trade agreement negotiations, marking a major economic and strategic milestone in India's engagement with the Indo-Pacific region. The agreement was concluded by holding continuous and intense discussions spread over 5 formal negotiation rounds, several in-person and virtual intersessions. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that the FTA will build various opportunities for the farmers, entrepreneurs, students, women, and innovators by building trade.
This FTA provides opportunities for all sections of our export community, opens up new doors for new exporters with new products wishing to diversify their export basket, and at the same time helps every region of the country, north, south, east, west, northeast, in different areas.
Mr. Goyal added that the agreement in a big way will help trade, tourism, research and development, education, innovation and the services sector, especially benefiting the farmers and dairy persons in upgrading quality, productivity and generating higher incomes. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the Evening News. A fire broke out at Upper AG Colony, Kohima, this morning, damaging residential houses and commercial establishments. According to a report received from the District Disaster Management Authority, Kohima, the incident occurred at around 8:45 a.m. and was caused by a short circuit. The fire damaged 2 kacha houses, a bakery, a grocery shop, a tiles shop godown, a restaurant, and 2 rented household units. Following the fire outbreak, personnel from the fire and emergency services rushed to the spot and successfully brought the situation under control along with the locals, thereby preventing the fire from spreading to adjoining buildings. The officer in charge, OC of the Kohima Fire Station South, informed Akashvani News Kohima that a total of 8 fire tenders were deployed to douse the flames, 4 from the South Fire Station, 3 from Kohima Fire Station and 1 from Kuzama. The OC further stated that the assessment of property damage is still underway, though preliminary estimates suggest that the loss of properties may be around 2 crore rupees. Minister for Development of Northeastern Region Jyotiraditya Sindhya today held a high-level task force meeting on infrastructure, logistics and connectivity in the Northeastern region. In a social media post, the union minister said that the meeting laid down the strategic roadmap of charting Ashtalakshmi states as India's gateway to Southeast Asia under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Act East, Act Fast and Act First. The leaders also reviewed multimodal and digital connectivity to unlock new opportunities for growth and development in the Northeast region. The government has refuted a fake claim circulating on social media regarding a lucky draw scam circulating online in the name of India Post. According to PIB Fact Check, the scam lures people into sharing their personal information by offering free gifts while falsely using the name of the India Post office. PIB clarified that the message is not related to India Post and has termed it a scam. Citizens have been advised to remain cautious and refrain from clicking on suspicious links or sharing personal details. The National Commission for Women, NCW, has launched Shakti Scholars, NCW's Young Research Fellowship Program, inviting applications from young students and researchers to undertake policy-oriented research on issues affecting women in India. The fellowship aims to encourage multidisciplinary research on key areas such as women's safety and dignity, gender-based violence, legal rights and access to justice, cyber safety, health and nutrition, economic empowerment, and labor participation. The fellowship is open to the citizens aged between 21 and 30 years with a minimum qualification of graduation from a recognized institution. NCW said the selected candidates will be awarded a research grant of 1 lakh rupees to undertake a 6-month research study. The students can submit their applications till the 31st of this month. And Akashvani Kohima has invited applications for engagement of part-time correspondents PTCs for the districts of Chumukedima, Longleng, Meluri Mon, Noklak Peren, Pek, Shamator, Twensang, Tseminyu and Zuniboto. Necessary details and application pro forma can be accessed from www.newsonair.gov.in under the vacancies section. Applications should be submitted on or before 2nd January 2026. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu assents to sustainable harnessing and advancement of nuclear energy for transforming India bill. Nagaland Pollution Control Board flags air pollution concerns during Hornbill Festival 2025. India and New Zealand announces free trade agreement and fire destroys residential houses and commercial establishments in Kohima. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.